Sometimes joining a radio show can be a little bit like joining a family. Well, lucky for Nick, he fits right in.
For someone who keeps running out every commercial break and he's not back in time.
Yeah.
I want chips.
Want me to take a guess real quick?
Here's what's gonna happen. He's not listening. The answer, we're gonna look at this and we're gonna set this up so
I'm gonna say it so fast.
No, here's the answer, all right? That's the answer right there for number one.
Didn't say that.
Cascada, evacuate the dance floor.
I'm just gonna say evacuate the dance floor.
All right, Ghouls, are you ready to do this tiebreaker? We were waiting for you to get back here.
Yeah, welcome back, man. You're a little late.
I was hungry.
Here is number one.
Nick.
All right, Nick.
Evaluate the dance floor.
Oh my God!
Wait, no, Derek. What? Derek. Evacuate the dance floor.
Oh my God!
What? Evaluate? He's evaluating the dance floor.
That's not the worst thing I've seen happen. Anyways, welcome back to the After Hours Show.
All right, guys, welcome back to the After Hours Show. Myself, Mark Hamill in the studio, Tyler Patra in the studio, and we have Trish in the studio. It's an all-star cast. This is the cast that was here when the show first started, back when we only had like 6 listeners. Now we're a little bit bigger, top the charts on Spreaker. And we are also, we moved up 3,000 spots on Stitcher, Tyler.
3,000.
No, I'm not lying about that.
No, I believe you.
We were 3,000 something last week, and I just checked, and we were like 900. Nice. Like number 900, wow. 936 or something on the show list. Now, that sounds like a big number, but when we, like, even just 3 weeks ago, we were like 12,000. So there are a lot of shows out there, and on Stitcher, we're competing with some of the people like Adam Carolla and some of the people who are, like, legitimate, you know, celebrities. So that's kind of a cool thing to be moving up the charts.
I don't know if I'd call Adam Carolla a celebrity.
At one point, he
used to be pretty popular.
You know, he's had more TV shows than I have. Yeah. So that's, you know, it's easier for him to draw an audience.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I don't know.
All right. Anyways, guys.
I guess so.
On a side note, what I do want to say is last week we had Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters on the show, and he was on to talk about his newest project, Rather Dashing Games and Dwarven Miner. We're coming up. I think there's like 6 days left to back that project. Just go check it out. He's on our special guest that you've heard on our show, and you can check out his Dwarven Miner project. It's a cool game, and you guys should really go check it out. At least look at some of the things you can get. If you back the project, even a dollar gets you something. Every dollar counts, and I would appreciate if you guys all just go check that out when you get a moment. You can do that through our website, theafterhoursshow.com. What we're going to be doing right now, though, is we are going to be playing Name That Tune. So now, Trish, I'm interested. I'm going to talk to you right now because you are someone who doesn't necessarily like Name That Tune, but you were somewhat excited when you heard it was Name That TV theme. So how do you think you're going to do?
I don't know. I could do great or I could do really horrible, pathetically bad.
I think you'll do okay. I'm honestly going to say I think you'll do okay. I'm a little worried about Tyler. Not that he's not going to do good.
He doesn't watch a lot of TV.
No. I think Tyler will do okay. And I'm actually worried that I might not be able to keep up with Tyler. Because Tyler is really, he's really surprising. Like sometimes some of the things I don't know, Tyler will just jump up and he will nail it right off the bat.
We'll see. Yeah.
He knows stuff about stuff.
I know things about who, whatever.
He knows things about whatever.
You got that?
All right, guys. For some of you who are just tuning in, we're playing Name That TV Theme. And if you don't know how to play, we have someone who's going to explain the rules. Take it away.
No, I'm not going to do this. I told you, I'm not going to do this. What? You're really going to? I hate this job. Okay, everyone, it is Name That Tune. Right now, every person is going to get points for right answers. Now, the loser with the lowest amount of points is going to have to do whatever the consequence is for this week. But since these guys are retarded, you know what that's going to be. I can't do it to this song. No one's taking me seriously. Listen to this. This is stupid. DJ, drop that beat. That's more like it. Now, we're going to go down to Name That Blank, where everyone has to answer. Whoever doesn't answer won't get a point. The loser has to do the consequences. Points are gained, 1 point for each right answer. Take it away, Mark. This is my jam. But I still hate these guys, and I hate this show.
All right, guys, that's how you play Name That Tune. I actually need to do an updated version on that because I think that was around during our very first live episode.
Was it?
Which is kind of cool having something
It still
that
works.
Old.
Yeah, well, you should hear some of the best of. And Tyler, when I first brought it up to him, I was like, Tyler, you know, our mics and everything sounds real good compared to what it was when we first started. Tyler's like, well, you know, it's not, I mean, it was still good. And then he actually, when I played one of the best of segments and he went back and listened, he's like, dude.
The quality is a lot different, yes.
It is a lot better. It is a lot better. And that's all because of the listeners. So right now, guys, we're playing Name That Tune. That's how you play. And Trish, remember, buzz in by saying your name. You guys ready to get going?
Yes.
All right, let's pull no punches. Here's number one.
Tyler.
Tyler buzzes in.
Law and Order.
Law and Order. Any other guesses? You want me to play it one more time?
No, he's correct.
Okay. Tyler, looks like Tyler's going to get the first right answer.
Darn it.
Let's take a look. And I'm going to show more.
Oh, I know all the answers.
Law and Order is absolutely correct. Good job, Tyler.
The funny thing is I never seen that show. I just remember it.
Me neither. I never watched that.
I just heard it on TV before.
But that's actually a very popular theme.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of those ones where I can picture when they come up, it's like the red and blue.
Yeah. That's an old show, man. That's been around forever.
And it's still around. It's still on when I don't want to watch it. And it's like, get off this channel. I want to watch something
pretty much
else.
Every day.
All right, guys. Here's number two. Tyler, 1 point. Trish and I, we're losing.
Zip.
Wow.
Yeah, this is old. This is retro.
This does not ring any bells.
Yeah, not ringing any bells on my end either.
That's interesting.
Yeah, they're definitely retro. That's for sure. All right, we're going to play it one more time. Some of our older listeners are like, come on, you guys are so young.
I love this song.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
You know, I'm just gonna take a shot in the dark, and if any of our... older audience is out there and they know it. Forgive me. I'm just going to go Miami Vice.
There you go.
I don't think it's right. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Yeah.
All right.
It's better than my guess.
We'll play it one more time and then we'll take a look at the answers. Guess Blues Brothers.
No idea. Yeah.
It's a tough one.
Is it Baywatch? Is it
Hey,
Superman
you know what? That's
movie?
not a bad guess. Is Baywatch your guess?
No.
Because I was going to say, Baywatch isn't a bad guess.
I don't think that's Baywatch.
No, it's definitely not.
All right, let's take a look at the answers. The answers is Dallas.
Oh, I know that show, yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
All right, well, I guessed Miami Vice, which was wrong. And it is called Dallas.
Dallas is like, they're like cowboy cops.
Oh, almost like Walker, Texas Ranger
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's similar, yeah.
All right.
Cowboy cops.
Okay, I can see it. We're riding up over the sunset.
Yeah.
I got my stallion. That's the only horse I know. Oh, and a pinto. Is
Mustang.
A pinto a horse?
Yeah,
all right.
Pinto.
I got my little... miniature horse. I'm riding
a mini pony
horse.
Dressed like Woody from Toy Story.
Hey, guys.
My name's Woody. You got a what? Okay, here's number three.
There's no place like home with your family.
Tyler.
Tyler buzzes in with the retro themes rocking right
Come
here.
Come on, Tyler.
Family Ties.
Is that Family Ties?
I hope so.
We're going to play it a little bit more to see if anyone has another guess, but Tyler buzzes in with Family Ties.
There's no place like home. With your family around you, you're never alone. When you know that you're loved, you don't need to roam. Because there's no place
I've never
like
heard
home.
This song before.
Dude, I want to snap my fingers to that. When they're singing, I just want to be like...
Tyler, how did you get that?
I don't think that's right.
Only
that's
when
the thing.
I know it's Family Matters. I think that's a
oh,
show.
Oh, Family Matters is all. Yeah,
show?
I used to love that show.
Wasn't
yeah, but
there
I don't,
like Urkel?
His Steve Urkel, yeah.
Yes.
Dear Steve Urkel. No, Dear Steve Urkel?
One.
Yeah. did I do there?
Got me cheese.
I don't even know if that's good.
Did I do that?
All right. So we want to welcome some listeners to the show. Someone said Dallas was the shiznit. So, Tyler, what was your guess again?
Family Ties.
Family Ties. All right. And did you see the other guest that came in?
Yeah. Family right. Matters, which is not Family Matters. That one wasn't.
I know it definitely.
I know Family Matters. Matters when I hear it. Oh, I'm sure that's going to be on the list.
All right. So,
Tyler, 227.
Tyler said Family Ties. No. And the answer was 227.
I've never even heard of that.
This is the hardest.
227.
227.
It's wicked bad.
All right. Now, one thing I can tell already off the bat is these are all older songs.
Yes, they are.
These are like way before we were
so
alive.
Far, I don't know about 227, but the 90s.
These yeah. are older than Nick at Night. These are like black
if you
and
want.
White.
Now,
no, they're
you...
not. No, they're not. Law and Order, Dallas.
227.
From the 90s.
This is the worst.
Here you go. We had a listener who said that 227 was a reference to Pineapple Express.
What's that have to do with the actual show, though?
I think that's just like a history fact.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Oh, interesting fact.
Oh, yeah. I fear that by the name of the...
I'm not going to read that message, yeah. but everyone in the studio saw it.
I didn't see it.
I could tell by the intro.
Yeah. Oh, you could?
Yeah.
All right, so that was 227, and here's the next one. Buzz in by saying your name. Tyler's the only one with a point. If you guys want to switch up to a different list, let me know, because we definitely have time to do that. Here we go. Mark.
Damn it.
I'm going to say MASH, but I don't know if that's right.
Okay.
Superman, Trish Superman.
Okay. Well, your name's not Superman, but
was
I guess.
Was that a show? Was that
so your guess was Trish.
You're not. Your name is Superman, and your guess is Trish.
No, reverse that.
All right, so Trish guesses Superman. Tyler, we're going to play it one more time just to see if you can get
if
a guess.
Had a show.
No, I don't know.
Oh, you want to?
I have it in my head, and I don't.
All right, we'll just check the answers then. You want me to, you don't want me to play it again? See if you can get a guess?
You can play it again if you want.
All right, I'm going to give you a fair chance. We're going to play it one more time, then we'll check the answers.
This isn't Superman.
All right.
No, my guess is stupid.
No, not really. No guess is a stupid guess.
It's better than my guess.
Yes, exactly. All right, Tyler. So what is your guess?
I don't have a guess.
Okay,
I have
so
no clue.
Tyler's is the stupid guess.
Stupid.
I was so close.
Matt got that.
Aren't they like superheroes?
Matt got it.
Matt got it? Matt. All right. So I guessed MASH, and the answer was A-Team.
A-Team.
So, Matt, you actually got that right. Good job. There we go. You want to know what? And I'm pretty sure...
He's gotten more right.
I'm pretty sure I know that he's younger than me for a fact.
Is he?
I think so. And I would honestly guess that. And he's doing way better than us.
Well, if he's younger than you, he's younger than me.
No, there's no way. Because he's still guessing them while we're talking about them.
Yeah, he guessed it before we even said the answer.
Exactly. And we're running on a delay, which means that's absolutely like no time for him to look up the answers.
That
so.
Is crazy.
There you go, Matt. Dude, you're on your way to an iTunes gift card if you keep up this. This is awesome. If you get them all right, I'll even bump up the gift. But
Matt and I are teaming up.
He's the same age as us. Okay, that's why. All right, so anyways, guys, here's the next one. Buzz in by saying your name. Tyler's the only one with a point. Trish, you and I have to step up our game.
Can't. These aren't even real shows.
This was A-Team.
This is a real show.
No, this isn't a show.
Dude, this was with Mr. T.
No, this isn't. We don't got SpongeBob or Monsters and Aliens.
I'm not going to do well.
What else is that?
Okay. I'm just going to leave the studio. I'll be back in like 10 minutes.
Right.
I know that's Elton John. That's about it.
All right, that was number 5. We kind of just rolled right into it. Here's number 5 again.
Oh, my gosh.
Matt Matt says he pities the fool.
Wow. I didn't even know this was a theme song of it or something.
I have no clue.
Alf, Trish.
Ooh, Alf. Okay, that's not a bad guess considering the time frame that we're listening to right now. Trish guesses Alf. We're going to play it one more time for Tyler and I.
I have a name in my head. I just got to think of it.
All right, I'll play it one more time.
I got we'll the check characters, the answers. I should say.
The song or that you're not doing good?
Both.
Okay, guys. We're going to take a look at the answers. The answer for number 5 is...
Bosom Buddies.
That sounds terrible.
That's disgusting.
That is a gross name.
Is it Bosom or Bosom? I don't think it's Bosom. I think it's Bosom Buddies.
Bosom Buddies? Either way, it still doesn't sound right.
Yeah, no. It
Bosom
it,
Buddies?
No, weird. I think it's Bosom. I think that bosom is how you spell Bosom.
That's Bosom Buddies.
It's B-O-S-O-M Buddies. I think it's Bosom Buddies. I don't think it's Bosom Buddies because that would be good.
Bosom Buddies.
No, I don't.
But Buddies just
that's an old-fashioned term for good old pals. Everybody knows that.
No.
Bosom Buddies.
Tyler is loving that right there. Bosom Buddies.
Like booby buddies.
That's like, you know when you can go to a little kid and just say poop and they'll laugh? Like, right now we could go to Tyler. Bosom Buddies. He's just cracking up. Bosom Buddies.
It's just a funny thing. I don't know why. It's just funny.
He was legitimately laughing right there. I just wanted to keep saying Bosom Buddies. Anyways, guys, that's what this was. I think it's Bosom Buddies, so that's what I'm going to announce it as.
Here we go. Oh. Here's Matt to correct you.
Matt says, get your head out of the gutter.
Sure should it, not I.
Not I.
What are you, a pirate?
This whole thing is hard. I don't even think these are real shows.
All right, do you want to switch up to an easier list?
Yeah, I think Matt made this
list. Let's get one more.
We'll do one more and then we'll switch to an easier list.
Yeah.
All right, for all of our listeners too, this is going to be it's going to be a much easier list for you guys to listen to.
Wait, hold on.
The next one.
Do the points carry on for next time?
Yes, the points will carry on.
No.
Yes. You know what? If anything, they should double because this was way too hard. All right. Although Matt would have rocked this one. Yeah. All right. Here's the next one. This is the last one. Then we're switching to a more relevant list.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one.
I know this.
What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born.
Trish.
Mark.
Is it the Jackson 5?
No. Mark. What? What?
The Jackson 5.
Now, I'm just, what I'm
going
to...
Spice Girls.
No, what I'm going to guess might be wrong only because I know it's a character of a show. I don't know if it's the name of the show, but I'm going to guess Maud.
Maud?
Maud.
No.
That's my guess.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm guessing Maud.
Okay.
All right.
I have something in my head. I just can't think of it.
Sure. You want
is it the Jackson 5?
Not even close.
What might be right for you may not be right for some.
I've heard this song before.
Okay.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have.
I'll play.
Song isn't even real.
Oh! Don't look. Did you look?
Yeah, I looked.
I didn't look.
Is it right?
I don't know.
All right.
I have no guess.
All right. Trish, do you have a guess?
No.
All right.
Yeah, I did. I said the Jackson 5.
Yeah, okay. Jackson 5 is wrong. all right. Matt has a guess in, and if he's right, that is awesome, by the way. I guess Maud. This was number 6. The answer is Different Strokes.
You got it right.
Yeah. Holy hell, Matt. You are rocking this. We have a listener right now who's sending us messages, by the way, and he is about to win $10 to iTunes. So if there's any other listeners out there that want to win prizes, you don't even have to call in. But if you want to, the number is 603-217-5737. You can always type to us, too. And if it's something you want us to read, we may read it. But Matt rocked in the answer. Different Strokes on this, dude. Matt has got...
I've actually heard of that show.
Yeah, it's a pretty well-known show, but Matt got basically every single one right. That's something you listen to when you're vacuuming your house. You're just like, bum, bum, bum. And then you're just like, vacuuming the table. Okay.
I don't think that was right. I think that was right.
Do you vacuum tables? I don't know.
You could vacuum a table. They have attachments where you can, like, take a little vacuum and get in all the little grooves.
Yeah, maybe. All right, guys, we're switching up the list since that was a little bit... I mean, it was fun if you knew the answers, but if you didn't know the answers, I feel like some of our listeners might have gotten frustrated with that, just like we were at first. We're like, what the heck are these answers? So what we're going to do is we are going to be switching up to a more modern list. What I'm going to do right now, guys, bear with us. This is going to be literally the shortest commercial break we've ever taken. So, guys, we'll be right back. This is the After Hours show.
Hey everyone, it's Grant Wilson from Ghost Hunters. Check out my game Dwarven Miner on Kickstarter by going to Kickstarter.com and typing Dwarven Miner in the search engine or heading to GrantSWilson.com.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Advertisers, let's give the phrase in this economy a rest. What does that mean anyway? That in this economy you've got a great deal for consumers, but in the next economy no dice? Maybe you could take a cue from Motel 6. We help people save money in any economy with the lowest price of any national chain. Something to think about in this economy. Oops. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Welcome back to the After Hours Show. These are some of the impressions that they've done over the past couple months.
Are you kidding me?
I was gonna pick that actually.
You want a real impression?
It's impression, not impression.
I could do this all day. Give me a real one. Jenny, where you going, Jenny? I love you.
Brother. I haven't heard Kermit much, so I heard Yoda a little bit.
Here's Kermit. Kermit the Frog here. It's time for the Muppet Show.
That was pretty solid,
yeah,
too.
Not bad at all.
And I thought my jokes were bad. You see, I'm looking for Harvey Dent. You see, I'm like a dog chasing a car. I wouldn't know what to do if I caught it.
Fear leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. Suffering leads to doobies.
Well, enough of their annoying stuff. Welcome back to the show. Oh, wait, I have someone better to introduce it. Take it away.
Listen to the After Hours Show. Hope you like
chocolate. All right, guys. Welcome back to the After Hours Show. Myself, Mark Hamill in the studio. Tyler Patra in the studio. Trish in the studio.
Yeah.
We're switching up the list on Name That Tune.
Because we suck.
Yeah, because we're not good at those old ones.
Hard.
And you want to know what? We're not going to put ourselves on the air if we don't sound like gods. So basically what we're going to be doing is playing Name That 90s Tune. We're switching it up from just regular theme shows to more relevant theme shows because we just could not handle the old ones. All right, guys. The points carry over. Tyler's rocking 1 point. I almost said Mark is at 0 points. And Trish is at 0 points as well. Trish, you and I need to step up our games. Tyler, you're in the lead.
It's only 1 point.
It's not a lot, especially when we're going into the new era of TV.
Yes.
You guys ready? Buzz in by saying your name.
Oh.
Mark.
Trish.
Oh, that sucks. Were you going to say Dawson's Creek?
Yes.
Now she is.
There you go.
Aww.
All right. This is going to be a highly competitive game. So for our listeners right now, you are going to be hearing some real competition because I know this is a list that is going to get really competitive. I'm going to play it one more time, and we're going to see if we can get any other guesses, but mine was Dawson's Creek.
Yeah. No, that's it.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking of. I just wasn't as fast as Mark because I was there, sure.
It took me a second to think of it.
All right. There we go, guys. We're going to check the answers, and let me see the answers. The first one.
We also the second one, too. Right.
What was the second one?
You know.
All right.
Don't even act like you didn't see it.
I accidentally scrolled too far, and I looked at the second answer, too.
I did, too.
We all saw it, because we're all looking at this.
I'm pretty sure Trish did, too, but she's playing dumb.
I didn't see it.
So the first one was definitely Dawson's Creek.
That's a good show, too, the next Should we just skip second?
You want to just skip the second one?
Yeah, it's Home Improvement.
Yeah, we'll play it anyways.
I immediately like loved that show.
That show was awesome.
All right, this guy's was Dawson's Creek. I'm just gonna roll into the next one.
Tim Allen was hilarious.
Oh my gosh, I grew up watching that.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that. All right, guys, here's the next one. Buzzing by saying your name. Trish, you're not a loser. You're just the loser right now. You need one more point to tie us. Tyler, you need one more point to pull ahead. Same with myself.
Trish.
All right, Trish.
Friends?
Ooh.
No. Play it again, please.
Really?
Right. It might be, but...
All right, Trish buzzes in with Friends. If Friends is the right answer, Trish gets the point because she was the first one to buzz in with it. Here we go. No, I don't think it is.
No.
It's not. Because that's the one where it's like, it's the end of the world.
It's the new world
as we know it. Oh, you want me to play it again?
Yeah.
It does. It's at first. It does sound a little bit like Friends.
It does, yeah.
But then it gets in, and I can recognize the song, and that's the only reason I knew it wasn't. Otherwise, I would have been like, "Yeah, Trish got it."
I don't know. I know that song, but I don't know the name of those TV show.
Let's take a look at the answer. The answer for number three. I'm going to be careful about this.
Oh, Party of Five
is Party of Five. So sorry, Trish.
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
It is not Friends. The answer was Party of Five.
That was close. It sounds similar. Party of Five.
Honestly, hearing your guess, Friends, I was just like, oh, yep, that's it. And I just, my brain shut off. And I thought you were right, but then I recognized the song and I didn't know what it was after that. So,
great story.
So I ruined it for you because your brain was locked on Friends.
Because his brain stopped working.
What?
That's what you said. You said your brain shut down.
Yeah, I said Friends and it got locked in there.
You're that's the coolest fucking I've ever heard in my entire life. That's insane.
Yeah, that's what they should say. Can I hear it again? That about yourself.
No, that's what I was. I was playing it. I was playing it about myself.
I'm sorry.
That drop was for me. All right, guys, here's the next one. Trish, 0 points. Tyler, 1 point. Myself, 1 point. Still a long game, though. We have plenty of ways to catch up. Here's the next one. Buzz in by saying your name.
Trish.
Ooh.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Is that really it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Play it. Please keep playing it.
All right. Buffy is the guest from Trish.
I'm right.
Slit your wrist! That's what it reminds me of. But if Buffy is the answer, then fine. It is. You want to check the answers then, Tyler? No more guesses?
Yeah. We need to check.
I know that's
Tyler
right.
Tyler knows it's right.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I saw it. Absolutely right.
Yes.
Matt's like, Buffy is right.
Yeah.
We got it. Here we
Buffy.
Go. Just imagine when it drops, everyone's like, slit their wrist. It's just like a mosh pit. Yeah. That's just like how they do that in the back.
Start punching people.
Trish.
Ooh, that was a little bit weird. Okay.
Adam's Family.
Okay.
All right, I think you're wrong, but that's okay. I'm not saying that to be like a jerk. I'm just, I know what the thing is coming.
Tyler.
Oh, no, Trish.
Tyler buzzed in.
No.
No, Trish, you already buzzed in.
Oh, no.
You already buzzed in.
No.
I didn't even know how you heard that, but Married with Children.
Yeah, dang it. I can't believe I did that.
That's what happens when you don't, when you think you know something.
Yeah.
You know what assuming means.
Yeah.
When you assume, Tyler, what happens?
It makes an ass out of you.
And me.
Well, it doesn't make an ass out of me. It made me right.
Oh, well, the saying is it makes an ass out of you
yes,
and me.
Tyler,
you just cut an intro right there. All right. So here we go. Tyler guessed. What'd you guess?
Married with Children.
Yeah.
Al Bundy.
That makes me very, like, not in a weird way, like, but that song is just a very upbringing. Like, that makes me just want to have a great day. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, guys.
So you should listen to that every day when
you know, I'm just going to start listening to that in my car 24/7. It was definitely Married with Children.
He's going to go crazy.
There we go.
That should be your alarm clock.
No, that's, you know what? That's going to be my ringtone. So, you know what? I'm going to start giving up my phone number just because I want to hear that song.
Make a billboard of your phone number.
Call me. I love my ringtone. That's gonna be my campaign, is call me because my ringtone is awesome.
I think that'd be great.
No, I don't think it would get annoying after a while.
Hey, I'll go in halves if you want to. I'll buy a billboard.
You'll go halves with the billboard on me?
your phone will never stop ringing all day.
Oh, yeah, but it's going to be a bunch of people that I don't like. Literally, the people I want to call aren't going to call, and everyone I don't want to call will not stop calling me.
Right.
All right, guys, here's the next one. Tyler's rocking 2 points. I have 1 point. Trish, a lot of time to catch up. You need a point. You have zero right
I
now.
I already have one. Yeah. Because I got Buffy.
Oh, you got Buffy. That's right.
Yeah.
My bad. All right, so Trish is tied with me right now. Trish and I have 1 point. Tyler has 2 points. Here's the next one. Buzz in by saying your name.
Oh, God, I should so know this.
Mark, I want to just say Monk. I don't know if it's right, though.
Okay.
It might be, like, completely wrong.
I'm going to say...
Go ahead.
Tyler.
Okay.
This is going to sound really weird.
All right, I love it. I want to hear it.
The Cosby Show.
Okay.
For some reason, I could just picture Bill Cosby dancing.
Oh, I need some pudding. Or whatever he says.
Yeah. All right. Just picture him dancing for some reason to the song.
He's doing the cha-cha.
Yeah.
In his little sweater.
Yeah, and the weird stuff he wears. And
you know, you want to know what? This is, you know, this is how I can picture the Cosby Show. They're like, okay, so they go like, Bill Cosby to the set, please. And he opens his dresser room door, and you hear this. And then he just starts dancing down the hallway.
He's got that weird smile he does.
I guess I'll guess one.
All right, Trish, what's your guess?
Seinfeld. I don't really know.
No. I don't think it's right, but I think it is the right era as far as TV shows go.
Yeah, well, yeah, 90s.
All right, guys, let's take a look at the answers for number six. Number six looks like...
Oh, Sex in the City.
Ooh. I was close. Bill Cosby,
Dang
Monk.
It. My sister
Dude, watched Bill
that.
Cosby loves Sex in the City. Yeah. Let's give me a point.
Yeah. Who doesn't love Sex in the City? Oh, not sorry. The TV show.
All right, guys, that was Sex.
I should have got that.
That was Sex in the City. Unfortunately, the guesses were wrong. No one got a point on that one.
Trish, you should have got that. That's a total chick flick.
I know. My sister's. I actually saw the actual movie in the theater.
There was a movie?
Yeah, my sisters brought me to it.
Wow.
I honestly didn't even know there was a movie.
Yes, there was a movie. I actually saw that, and I still didn't get the answer.
Unbelievable.
Well, if you go to one movie, I don't know if you'd get a theme song. I don't know. Unless you were like a super hardcore fan after that.
Nope.
Yep.
Stunk.
Nope.
So that's probably why. All right, guys, here's the next one.
Trish.
Oh.
Roseanne.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
She's going to laugh soon.
Tyler knows I secretly watched that.
I've seen it a couple times on TV.
All right. I'm going to play it one more time just to get other guesses in. Trish's guess is Roseanne.
That's my guess, too, if I was able to guess.
No, you still can, but it won't really matter.
Tyler, Roseanne.
All right, guys, I guess...
That's what she does.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
She has a really loud voice.
Oh, that's slightly annoying.
Yeah.
All right. Here is the answer for number seven. Number seven looks like Roseanne. Good job, Trish.
Yay!
Wow. I fell behind, and I only have 1 point. Tyler has two.
I got to step it up.
Trish has two. Tyler's tied for first place. And I am the only one in last place. Here is Roseanne.
I wonder if they'll play it. Nope.
Mark.
Come on.
Was that fair? Was that just like that?
No, that was fair. I was getting ready for the answer, too.
All right. Charmed.
Yep. That's
okay.
It.
That's my show, you jerk.
That is Charmed.
You guys only know that because I watch it.
I was thinking Witches, too, and
sorry, I'm coughing right now. I only know that because that's what Trish is watching. Usually, no. Now, for some of our listeners who don't know, I do a lot with my YouTube channel, and I'm partnered with Full Screen, who we're going to be working hopefully closer with within the next few weeks and from there on out. But... yeah, my YouTube channel, I do a lot. So literally, I'm working, I don't know, Trish, how many hours?
A lot.
Yeah.
12?
Yeah. what is that? A week?
All right. What's this have to do with Charmed?
Well, what this has to do with Charmed is when I go in here, like I come into the studio, I come in here to work, and then she just puts on Charmed. And when Charmed can't be on just for one episode. It has to be on for like a 12-hour.
It's always a marathon.
It's always like a 12-hour marathon. So literally, like, as soon as I hear the door shut to the studio, this comes on. And it's the answer was Charmed. So I walk in here. I go in the studio. Whoosh, the door shuts.
My guilty pleasure.
It's not a bad show. I don't watch it, but just saying.
Three hot chicks with powers. It's like, who doesn't want to be them?
All right, guys, here's the next one. I don't know it.
Murray Central.
I don't know.
90210.
All right, Trish, is that your guess?
Yeah.
90210 from Trish.
I have no clue. That doesn't even sound familiar.
I have no idea.
No, I have no clue either. All right, let's take a look at the answers for number 9.
Melrose? Oh. That's why I don't know it.
Is 90210 that era?
Yeah, 90s.
Because I remember my older sister would watch that, but I was still...
Yeah, that's the early 90s.
Now, the answer to that was Melrose Place. I honestly have never watched that.
Me either.
I've heard of it.
I think it's like 90210.
This was Melrose Place.
Melrose. Never mind.
You're going to say Melrose is a... Is that what you were going to say?
No, I wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
Play number 10.
All right.
Tyler.
Oh, Trish. Oh, that's mine.
Son of a gun.
Friends.
Oh, no. There we go.
Yeah, that's Friends.
That's mine.
I love Friends. This is another show that's always on.
Yeah, but it's a show that's always on, but it's a good show. And there's a reason that it's still on.
Yeah, because it is a good show. It's a great show.
All right, guys. The answer was Friends. Good job, Tyler.
I didn't snake anything. This is a game.
That's mine. That was mine.
All right, guys. For some of you who are just tuning in, we're playing Name That Tune. Tyler got the right answer. He got Friends. All right, guys, here's the next one. Tyler has 3 points. I have 2 points. Trish has 2 points. It's a close game. Buzz in by saying your name. Any guesses?
Intense.
Some kind of cops show.
And that's it. I mean,
Tyler,
it's so short that it's got to be an obvious one. But what's your guess?
I think it's
well, if you say it's somewhat close, we'll give it to you.
Is STV Criminal Intent?
STV
is that the three word?
Criminal Intent, is that your?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like STV. SUV.
SCI.
No, not CSI. STV, I think. Criminal Intent.
All right. So, Trish, do you have a guess?
Nope.
Let's take a look at the answer for number 11. Number 11 looks like...
ER. I was close. E.T. Phone Home.
E.T. No, it was actually ER.
I've never seen that show. I hate stuff.
I never had an interest in this kind of stuff.
I hate stuff like that. Creeps me out.
It's like, great, let's look at more ways I could potentially die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch people getting surgery.
Yeah.
And someone's heart.
And it's not even accurate. It's like in real life, the doctor's eating potato chips, walks into the room, and then sticks his hands inside you.
Oh, check this out. That's all you need to do.
Cheetos. These are the hot and spicy ones. Speeds up your metabolism. All right. So anyways, this is the next one. Buzz in by saying your name. Mark, Saved by the Bell.
Damn it.
No. No, it's not. When I wake up in the morning and my lungs are warm.
And now where's that song? The Champ is here. We need that because that was Saved by the Bell.
Why? Because it's tied.
I know it is tied.
Damn it.
All right, let's play it one more time just to see if you guys have any other guesses.
No,
it's Saved by the Bell.
There's
Come
no
on.
Need for you
All right,
to say
okay.
it.
All right. All right. I'm going to check the answer then.
We get all pissy.
Yeah, no. I was like, I'm just trying to give you guys another chance.
Play it again and die.
That was Saved by the Bell. We just checked the answers. It was right. I got it right off the bat.
I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of water. I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I got...
All right, guys. That was Saved by the Bell. Here's the next one. Buzz in by saying your name. I have 3 points. Tyler has 3 points. Trish has two. Who's going to get the next one?
Tyler.
Trish.
Tyler buzzes Budge. In.
The Simpsons.
All right. The answer is The Simpsons.
Your favorite show. Why did you get that?
Because you're too fast.
Oh.
We checked the answer, and I did it during the actual song. But the answer was The Simpsons. Right, Trish, you have plenty of time to come back, though. Trish, all you have to do is get this and you're back in the game. It's basically 0-0-0.
I keep trying, but you two keep stealing it.
All right, that was The Simpsons. Here's the next one.
It's back where it belongs.
Tyler.
Oh, this is where
the
Tyler...
The Drew Carey Show.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
All right, Drew Carey.
Is that really it?
Yes, it.
Yeah.
All right.
Cleveland Rock. I thought it was a good show.
Me too.
The Drew Carey Show?
Yeah. It was.
He's funny.
I don't like Cleveland or Ohio, but Drew Carey is good.
That's why it's so funny.
That fat chick Phoebe, or not Phoebe, but what was her name?
I forget.
I thought it was Phoebe. No, Phoebe's from Friends.
Yeah. You're getting
14 is definitely the Drew Carey Show.
Yep.
Wow. All right.
Tyler doesn't even watch TV. Wait, Tyler, this is my time to win. My time to shine.
Yeah. Bye.
All right, Tyler has left the studio. No, he really. He's,
I didn't like
it. Tyler's still here. All right, guys, here's the next one. Trish, you need this to tie with me. This is, could be your saving grace as we get down to the end of the game. Buzz in by saying your name. Tyler has 5 points. I have 3 points. Trish has two.
She was working in a
barber
shop.
Oh, I know this.
The nanny.
Absolutely right.
Nanny.
Blushing queen, still her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those Christmas.
So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door.
Well, they actually gave you a lot of that, huh? Yeah. That was probably the longest clip they've let us play. All right, so.
Oh, that was an obvious one, too.
It was. Number 15 was definitely the nanny. All right, so. Trish is back in the game. She's tied with me with 3 points. Tyler has five. Tyler's got 2 points ahead of us.
Trish, it's still not much.
It's not a lot, but Trish and I are battling it out to see who doesn't have to do the consequence, which is probably going to be impressions. This was the nanny.
Kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her fanny. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door.
Now, that was a little bit of rap going on there.
Yeah, she's got skills, man.
Now, I'm going to go back. I just want to hear a little bit. This girl's got some flow. Listen to the way she's starting to spit her words.
Her boyfriend kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes.
She's got that, like, I'm going to be talking really quick. And you know what I'm saying?
She just says it with a little, like, singing to it.
What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was now, out like, on her fanny.
Right here, she's singing.
So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door.
Now that was where she was going, like, what kind of rap? All right, anyways, that was a side note. Welcome back to the game. We're playing Name That Tune. Trish, you ready?
Yeah.
Buzz in by saying your name.
It's me. My realizing my responsibility. It's me. My best friend's always on my.
Trish buzzes in on number 16.
I like that song.
That's that that
we need an exact answer.
I know her. What's her name, though?
Susie.
This is the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life. I see it. Can I hear it again?
Oh, man. Her name is... The name of the show is just one name. It's like Blossom, but it's not.
It's like Blossom, but it's not.
Yeah, and she has her own show, and she's like, my name's Shaniqua.
If you're looking for the answer, I'm not telling you it. Because I don't know it.
You don't know it?
No, I don't have no clue what you're talking about.
Once this is out, Trish.
I don't know it. I don't know her name.
Tyler.
All right, Tyler buzzes in.
Monisha.
Is that your real guess?
Yeah.
All right.
Some black chick name.
All right, I don't know the answer to that.
I think it is like Moesha or something.
I don't know the answer to that, but we're going to check it. This was number 16. Might be a little more if you're actually counting down with us because we switched lists. Number 16 looks like...
Moesha! Oh my God. For the steal!
Monisha.
What did I say, Juanita?
You said nothing.
It was, I made up a name.
The name of the show was Moesha, and Tyler got the point on that. Holy cow.
Just make the point.
What? I'm amazed.
I don't know. Monisha.
Dude, that's like, I don't even know how you got that. Like, I legitimately have no
idea. It's a black name, I don't know.
All right, Tyler's at 6 points. Oh, whoops, I gave myself a point on that. It's wrong. I have 3 points. Trisha's 3 points. Tyler has 6 points. Man, these were easy at first.
I know this song.
Okay, but what's the show? I have no clue.
Is that a...
I'm just going to mark the Wheat Thins commercial.
Oh-wee-o, oh-wee-o. Tyler, Cheerio commercial.
She's saying Oreo, Oreo.
You know, we're completely wrong on that. It's not going to be either.
Yeah, it's the Oreo commercial.
All right, Trish, we're going to play it one more time, so get your guess in.
Oreo commercial. Oreo.
You guys are both Oreo.
All right, that was it. We're going to need a guess. Do you have a guess, Trish?
No.
All right, let's take a look at the answer for number 17. Number 17 is not the Wheat Thins commercial or the Cheerios commercial.
It's Oreos.
No, it's Felicity.
Felicity.
Tyler, we're wrong. What
a
shame.
Nobody watched that.
What is Felicity yet?
I noticed all the listener comments aren't coming in anymore.
These are all chick flicks, for the most part.
Here's the next one.
Tyler.
All right, Tyler buzzes in. There's only two more after this.
I shouldn't have guessed.
There's only two more after this, so we're getting down to the end of the list. Tyler, I'm curious to see what your guess is.
I thought I knew it.
Okay.
I don't.
Isn't it weird? I think we both just knew the song.
I know that song, yeah. You don't need to put that timer on because I don't know it.
Oh, okay. You just flat out?
Yeah, I don't know why I said my name.
Oh.
X-Files. Trish X-Files.
Probably because I know the song.
Yeah, I think that's why I did it too. I just got excited.
I have no idea. I'm not even going to take a guess as we move the list on. Right. Trish, no, you guessed X-Files.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let's take a look at number 18.
That wasn't my real guess.
It is Roswell.
Oh, I never watched that show.
This is Roswell.
I knew it was something funky. Oh, I am water. That's what the aliens do.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cool show.
Yeah,
I kind of want to go back and watch it.
That is a good show. I've seen it.
All right, here's the next one. Trish, you and I are still tied. Where can you go?
Wow.
All right.
Is that your guess?
No, I didn't say Tyler. I'm going to know that.
All right, I'm only going to play it one more time, then we're going to check the answer. Let's take a look. All right.
I don't know until you say the answer.
Trish, do you have a guess?
Cowboys versus vampires.
No.
What? Seventh Heaven.
The answer is Seventh Heaven.
No, I don't.
That was Seventh Heaven, guys. Here's the last one we're going to do on the list. Trish, you and I are tied. We'll figure it out over the commercial break if it comes down to a tie. All right, guys. This is the last one. Buzz in by saying your name. 'Cause I'm always
Trish buzzes in.
Is that one Baywatch?
I don't have a guess.
I know this.
I don't have a guess.
I don't know either.
All right, let's take a look at number 20. Number 20 looks like... Yes. Oh my gosh!
It is Baywatch.
What?
Wow.
Running with bathing
suit. That didn't sound like Baywatch.
The answer was Baywatch. Trish got it right and made it so she didn't lose.
Nice. Wow.
Oh my gosh. It looks like I'm going to be doing impressions up next, guys. You're going to want to stay tuned because my impressions are god-awful. That's up next. Right now, what I do want to say is this is a song from one of my favorite bands that we've had on the show. Tyler, I know you really like them. Cool Ya Jets?
Yep.
This is the song they sent us a long time ago, and I do want to say check out their music because they were one of the artists that jumped on board with the After Hours show way before we were topping the charts, way before we had a good following, and even had special guests on the show. So Cool Ya Jets, check them out because they were on board with the After Hours show back before we were really what we are now. This is the song from them called Judge Judy Jetson. When we come back, you're going to be hearing my impressions. You're also going to be seeing some movie mistakes from the movies that you used to watch. This is the After Hours Show.